Okay, a title this morning is Who is Your Source? You know, Wayne and I were talking about something a few weeks ago, and I don't even know why, but that phrase stuck with me, who is your source? You know, thinking about, the only one I can remember is, you know, this is many years ago, you know, if you're my age or older, you'll remember this, the younger ones, you won't have a clue. But back with Watergate, and remember it was a big thing, who is the source? Who is Deep Throat, right? It was a big thing back then, you know, who's the source? Where are you getting this information? Who's the source? And so that phrase just, you know, it stuck with me. And so that's what I want to share about this morning. Who is your source? You know, the definition of source is, there's several definitions, but we're looking at it. Who's your supplier? You know, who is the source of your life? You know, who is the source of whatever, you know, that in you, you know, that's you. Who is your source? Okay. So we know, you know, at the basic, we know God is the creator, so God created all of us, you know, so that's the source of originally our life. But we're living now, you know, the life that we have now, who is the source, you know? And so we're going to look a little bit about some stuff so we can determine, we can do a self-diagnosis and decide, who is my source? Because just because you're born again does not mean that God is your source. So we want to look at some, you know, some things this morning to find out, you know, where we are in all this, okay? So I wrote down a list of indications for, you know, who your source is, whether it's you or whether it's God. And this isn't a complete list. And this is not a, what's the right word? Dogmatic? No. Is that the right word? When it's not the positive, this is the, you know, it's this list and only list and, you know, never the twain shall meet, that kind of thing. It's, there's variations of this, we're gonna have a, you know, a two lists here this morning. And so there's some variations, and I know when, you know, just like when making Jesus Lord of our life, you know, when we got born again, we were supposed to make a decision, Jesus is my Lord. But we all can sit here this morning, and I would say that we could all say, you know, we're in a process, you know, Jesus is Lord, but there's things that still he's not totally Lord over, because there's still things that I'm working on, because it's, you know, our salvation, work out your salvation. You know, we are born again, we're brand new, we're totally perfect in our spirits, but working it out through our soul and into our body, we're in the process, and we'll always be in that process. So these lists here, don't sit here and think, well, that's not totally true, you know. Be like Wang, you know, well, you say always, it's not always that way. You say never, and there's sometimes, I remember a time. This is an ongoing thing with us over the years. So anyhow, it's just a temperament difference, okay? You're moving to the back. So we want to look at some things this morning, and as I said, this is not a complete list, and this is not this is the only thing, and it's not dogmatic, but just some things for us to give an indication of where we are in all this, okay? So one of the things, when we look at our lives, is one of the things to look at is, do you have a problem with anger? And I don't want anybody to raise your hands. And with this list, but to just look into ourselves, you know, do you have an anger issue? Do you have an anger problem? Because if we have an anger problem, that's an indication God is not my source, okay? And I'm not going to take the time, you know, I could bring out tons of scriptures to back all this up, which I'm not going to take the time to do this morning. But, if you've been around a while, you know that, you know, what I'm saying is backed on scripture. And if you don't believe it, well, look in the word for yourself. And if you have scriptures that's contrary to what I'm teaching this morning, please bring them to me and I will apologize, okay? But, you know, if you have an anger, and sometimes, you know, well, I don't have an anger issue. I'm not angry. I just get frustrated, you know. That's more, you know, that's more my level. You know, I get frustrated, you know. And frustration is just a different level of anger. You know, frustration is anger. And the thing is that one of the things that, you know, many, many years ago now, that the Lord set me free from some stuff in my life. And before that time, I knew that I had this subtle, I had this inner anger. It was always there. You know, and it would show up, you know, that my, and we could be nice, we'll call it frustration, okay? So the frustration was always there, you know? And, you know, whether it was with Wayne or whether it was with the kids or whether it was with church people, there was this, you know, this, and it showed up very easily, you know, the frustration. But, so when the Lord set me free of some things that, I won't go into that now either, but when the Lord set me free, one of the things that I discovered, that the Holy Spirit showed me, is the person I was angry at was myself. And it was because I did not live up to my standards. And then there was things, you know, I got some healing up from, you know, I got delivered of rejection and some things. And so because of those things that were going on inside me, you know, I had this constant frustration. So even though I was angry with myself, you know, I took it out on other people, you know. And it wasn't that I went around yelling and I didn't lose my temper all the time. You know, the kids remember one time when they were kids that I really lost my temper, the garden incident. But, you know, they remember that one. But other than that, you know, I was not one to lose my temper or anything, but that was there. So that's one of the things, is to look inside yourself. Do you have this constant frustration? Is it, you know, and we can give it all sorts of excuses, but what it comes down to, you know, if you're here coming to the Thursday night group, you realize it's because I have a sense of lack. I feel something's missing in my life, and I'm just frustrated because something's missing in my life. And if I feel that about anything, if I feel there's something missing in my life, that means that God is not my source. I'm my source. Because if God is my source, the word tells me that he takes care of everything. All my needs are supplied. So if there's something missing there, you know, and that's what it is with all of these. These are just kind of manifestations of things, of indications of that I am my source in life instead of God. Even though I'm a child of God, I am my source. Another big one is fear. You know, fear is fear comes at the root of everything. You know, because if we go back to the Garden of Eden, the first thing that Adam and Eve, first emotion that we see manifested is what was it? It was fear. You know, after they sinned, then God came and said, "Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve?" And what did Adam say? "We were afraid." So everything, you know, can be traced back to fear. So if fear is an issue in your life, that's an indication that you are your source and not God. Why? Because if I'm afraid, that means I do not believe that God's going to take care of me. That I have to find a way to fix things. I have to find a way to make it happen. You know, I have to, because there's nobody there to take care of me. So there's that fear, you know. And fear can manifest. There's a whole lot of words. One of Joyce Meyer's classic words is dread. Dread is another word for fear. But there's a whole lot of words we could go through. We'd say what it comes down to, it's fear. You know, but it just manifests in different ways. So if fear is an issue for you, you know, none of this is judgment this morning. You know, I have not arrived. I'm not here saying, you know, I've arrived. When you get to where I am, then you'll be special too. You know, I'm not coming from that perspective. But we have to look inside ourselves and we have to make a decision. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to make a decision. If I see areas in my life where I am my source and not God, well, then I need to make a decision. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to keep on going through life as it is, or am I going to do something about it? Okay? Another one, and this is another form of fear, is worry. Because worry is, you know, when we worry, we're either thinking about things that happened in the past, or we're thinking about things in the future. But you know what? God is not in the past. God is not in the future. When is God? God is now. He is the great I am. So he's present. So many times we're living in the past or we're living in the future, that's an indication I am my source. You know, I'm not, I can't just think about now. It's not just live in the moment now. You know, that's hard to do. I mean, it's hard for me. I don't know about you. You guys may have it all together and it's easy for you to live in the now, but it's so easy to either think about things in the past or think about things in the future. You know, what am I going to do tomorrow? How are we going to handle this? What are we going to, you know, instead of now. Now faith is. God is now. Okay? Another thing we're likely to have if I am my source is we're likely to have a sin problem. You know, we're much more likely to be falling into, you know, we have bad habits that we can't seem to overcome, you know, sin issues. And sin is what? Sin is anything that is not of faith is sin. You know, anyone that knows to do good and does it not is sin. You know, we're not looking at the big ones, you know, the murder, the sexual immorality, you know, the big ones. It's just when any time we are our source and we go through life deciding that I'm going to fix it instead of looking to God, that's an indication that's sin. Okay? But so if we have a sin problem, if there's always, you know, things that we're having trouble overcoming, it's another indication I am my source. Because if I know who I am in Christ, if I am walking in the righteousness of God, I know who I am, then there's not much of a sin problem. Because I know who I am. Okay? Another one, if you're living, you know, if you are your source, then you're probably not going to be a tither. Now, as I said before, this is not a black and white statement because you can be a tither, I know, and still not have God as your source, you know, because of all sorts of other stuff. But if you are your source, you know, that's an indication. If you are not a tither, then you probably, that's an indication that you are your source, that God is not your source. Because you have to make sure you have enough money to take care of everything. But when God is your source, it's easy to give, because God's, you know, wherever that came from, God's going to bring some more. It's his responsibility to take care of me. I'm his child. Okay? Another indication of this is a need to control. You know, whether you need to control your life, you know, that you have to be in control of your life, or you need to control the people around you. Maybe you need to control your kids, or you need to control your spouse, or, you know, you're trying to change people around you, and you know, it's just, you know, just when you feel out of control, that's just, it's just horrible, that feeling. I feel out of control. You know, anybody that's been there, you know, I've been there. When you feel out of, it's just an awful feeling, you know, it's just life is overwhelming. Because there's just, I don't know what to do. There's just, you know, it's very scary. But once again, when I'm in control, I mean, when I'm my source, then I need to control. Because why? Because I'm not in faith. I'm not trusting God. I'm not trusting God to take care of me. I need to handle things. I need to make sure this happens and this doesn't happen. And if I don't do it, who's going to? You know, I have to do everything. You know, any of these lines sound familiar? You know, if nobody else does it right. You know, I have to do it because I will do it right. You know, if you have control issues, once again, it's an indication you are your source. God is not your source. Okay? Because God says, you know, you do it my way. And what does he say? My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know, life is easy when I'm your source. You know, when you do it my way, life is nice, you know. Okay, another one is blame. Okay, when something goes wrong, I've got to find somebody to blame. You know, if it's you know, I've got to blame my parents. You know, I've got to blame my boss. I've got to blame the government. I've got to blame my kids. You know, I've got to blame somebody, because somebody is at fault. This went wrong, and it's somebody's fault. If that's how we live, that's an indication I am my source, because there is no blame anymore, because Jesus took the price. Jesus paid the price for it. You know, if I have to blame somebody, then I am not secure in who I am, which is an indication, once again, I am my source. God is not my source. And then another one is shame. You know, guilt is, and it's not guilt. Guilt is, I feel bad about something I did. But shame is the level of something's wrong with me. You know, if people really knew me, they wouldn't like me, because there's something is just not, you know, it's always, you know, the blame part too is it's always my fault. You know, it's always my fault. When things go wrong, you know, what do? We, you know, and this comment has shown up different times in our discussions. And this is something that I have had to work on in the past is, you know, when something goes wrong, okay, where did I mess up? You know, it's gotta be me. I messed up somewhere. Which is shame. I am not acceptable. I am not loved. I am not valued. Which says, I am my source. Because God says, I am accepted. I am loved. Jesus paid the price. Okay? Another one is condemnation, in which goes along with shame and blame. Condemnation. When the word tells us, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're trusting in God. God is your source. But if you're not, if you're in the flesh, the word tells us there is condemnation if you're in the flesh. And if you're in the flesh, that means I am my source. So there's condemnation. You know, there's guilt, and condemnation is a regular thing in life, okay? And one more thing that I have on my list here is codependent. And what is codependency? Basically, codependency is looking to other people to make you happy. You know, if your situation is, and you are looking, let me give you a little bit of word of wisdom here. If you are married and you are looking to your spouse to meet your needs and make you happy, you are going to be miserable. I guarantee that person is not going to meet your needs. I guarantee that person is not going to make you happy. There may be times when they make you happy. There may be times when they fulfill your needs. But this is, you know, I don't know when I learned this, but somewhere along the 45 years of marriage, you know, and it's been a long time ago now, but I had to come to the point with, you know, with what Wayne was going through and where he was at, you know, and we know many years ago, you know, he had given up on life. And so I had to come to the point, you know, if I'm going to be okay, he cannot be my source. You know, and that's one of the things, if another person is your source, if I can only make it, if this person is okay, if this person is in my life, then I am my source. God is not my source. No matter what happens, and you have to get to that point, whether your marriage falls apart or whether your marriage is wonderful, whether your kids are wonderful or whether they're, you know, rebellious as all get out, I'm okay because God is my source. You know, there may be pain and there may be tribulation in life and I may have to go through things that I really don't enjoy, but I can do it because with God, I can do it if God is my source. But if I am my source, you know, I'm miserable. You know, I'm pain, depression, discouragement, you know, all sorts of physical problems, you know, all sorts of, you know, living a stress-filled life. That's another indication that I don't have on my list. If I am my source, is you are constantly living in stress. So if you're constantly living in stress, I guarantee you have physical issues. You know, one of the things we were talking about Thursday night, you know, people were bringing up, you know, different indications that they are, when stressed, they have a stress issue in their life. And one of the big ones is digestive issues. Another one, headaches brought up, and back pain is an indication of living in stress, you know. One thing, you know, they've done studies and lower back pain. The first thing you need to look for is whether you have an unforgiveness or an anger issue, because it shows up in your lower back. You know, some of the studies that they do, you know, if you have, you know, these different emotional issues, then it will show up in physically in the various parts of your body. Okay? So, you know, if you are your source, you're much more likely to be sick than if God is your source. I won't guarantee that you'll always be sick. I won't guarantee that God is your source. You'll always be healthy, but I know it's God's will. But we're much more likely to be sick in some form or, you know, have these chronic issues, you know. And sometimes, well, you know, I'm not sick. I'm fine. Well, you know, if you don't deal with anything that you need to deal with, come middle age, that's when things start showing up, okay? Because the body, you know, wherever, well, we don't have time to get into all that, but praise God. Hallelujah. So what does the word say? Well, Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. I'm going to read this in the Amplified, because what I was just talking about, this is what the scripture says. It says, Romans 8, verse 5, says, for those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. In other words, I am my source. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. In other words, God is my source. Now the mind of the flesh, or the mind of me when I am in control, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin. And remember, sin is just missing the mark. Sin is just choosing that I decide that I know more than God. And I'm going to find a way to meet my needs instead of going God's way. That's all sin is. It's not you're a horrible person if you're in sin. It's just basically, I'm choosing the lesser road. I'm the lower. God is up here and I'm choosing to live down here. That's basically all sin is, living in sin. Okay? Let's see, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. So we can choose, you know, am I going to be my source or is God going to be my source? You know, which life do we want to have? So we looked at some of the things as an indication that I am my source. And if you found yourself in any of these areas, well, you know, we're going to go through and we're going to talk about, we're going to deal with those and, you know, make the turn the other direction. But let's look at some of the things, okay, if God is my source. Okay, if God is my source, life is a little different. And as I said, we are all in variations of this. I choose to believe this morning, if you're born again this morning, that God is your source in at least part of your life. And, you know, we're all progressing. We're moving in the right direction at least. So we should be seeing more and more of these traits in our lives the more that God is the source of our life. Number one is love. You know, everything is based on love because God is love. So if God is love and I am made in His image, that means I am love. So the more when I am walking in love and when I'm looking at life from a perspective of love, that's an indication God is my source. If I can love people and I don't get offended, you know, no matter what anybody says to me or no matter what anybody does, I'm still okay and I can still walk in love. I may not like you, but I'm still walking in love. I still see value in your life. I still choose to look at value. I don't choose to sit there and think of how I could destroy you. You know, that's an indication that I am my source. But when God is my source and I'm walking in love, you know, no matter what, I choose to look at the value in you. That's what, that's one indication that God is my source. Another one is I'm in faith, If I'm not in faith, then, it's because, because basically being in faith is means I trust God. I'm saying God is my source. That's when God is my source, then I am trusting God, which means I am in faith. When I'm in control of my life, when I am my source, the only person, the only being that I can trust in is me. Well, I'm in big trouble if I've got to trust in me. I guess the same thing goes for you. Because when you're young, you think you can conquer anything. But then as age creeps along, you discover all of a sudden something happens and what in the world am I going to do? How am I going to pay this bill? How in the world am I going to, this relationship situation, whether it's parents, family, cousins, spouse, whatever, Why is there so much divorce in America? Why is there so much divorce in the church? Because we decide I'm going to do it my way. I'm not willing to do it God's way, or one half of the couple decides, I will go God's way. God will be my source, and I will do it God's way. But the other part of the other half of the couple says, no, I'm going to do it my way. You're not meeting my needs. You're not making me happy, Irreconcilable differences. Based on what? Other than if he beat you up or something, I can say there are instances, but so many marriages fall apart, and simply because I want my way. You're not meeting my needs. So, it's over. Pain. Just tons of pain. That's why God hates divorce. Not because you're a horrible person. If you get a divorce, it's because the pain that comes from divorce. Okay? Okay, next one, peace. How can you not want to live in peace? God is your source, peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace mounts garrison over my heart and mind. He keeps my mind, he keeps me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on him. Peace. One of the things that, I'll wait on that. Okay? So peace. It's something that when God is my source, I live in peace. I live in joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. So righteousness is another one. I walk in righteousness. What is righteousness? It's life as it should be. If my life is as God designed it, as Jesus paid the price for, if that's the life that I am living, that's an indication God is my source. But it's so easy to give these things up that Jesus has paid the price for. Another thing is we talked about, when you are your source, you live in the past or the future. And when God is my source, I live in the present, now. What does it tell us in Matthew, the chapter 6, we have our classic verse, which I'm going to read in a little bit. But all around that, he says, the verse after that, I think it says it's something along the lines of, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to have its own issues. Just focus on today. Just learn to experience now. And that's, as I said before, that's hard for me. I'm working on living now, because I'm constantly thinking about the future. Got to do this, got to do that. But the more we can just be, just be who I am, not, have to do, but just be, the easier, the more I'm going to be in faith, peace, and love, and righteousness, and all that. Grace. If God is my source, grace is manifested in my life. What is grace? God's ability to do in me those things I can't do on my own. Well, I think the Thursday night we were talking in class, and talking about two or three people were talking about going through things, facing things, and having that feeling of, am I in denial because I feel so good? And what is happening around me is really bad, and I probably really should be worried about this, but I feel so good. It's called grace. It's grace. But because you have to do a paradigm shift to realize it's okay. It's okay. I can feel good. Even though the world may be falling around, falling apart around me, I can feel good. I can feel good because God is my source. No matter what happens to America, the good, the bad, the ugly, when God is my source, that's why I have said it before, I'll say it again, is I don't focus on all the political stuff. I don't focus, I'm aware of the political stuff, but I do not focus on it. I do not read all the negative articles. I do not expose myself, anything that produces, I don't care if it's Christian or non-Christian, I do not expose myself on a regular basis to anything that produces anger or anything that produces fear, because no matter what happens, the only thing that matters to me is my relationship with God. If America gets wonderful again, praise God, hallelujah, my relationship with God is strong. If America falls apart, if everything keeps getting worse and worse, I'm still going to be okay because God is my source. So we have to focus in the right direction. The more we focus around stuff, the more it's an indication I am my source. And I guarantee, America falls apart, you're not going to be able to fix it. You can't fix it now. You can't fix the abortion issue. You can't fix the homosexuality issue. You can't fix the Republican-Democrat issue. You can't fix the Donald Trump issue. But God, me and God is going to be okay. Me and God is going to be okay. Praise God. And that was not a political statement, either one way for Trump or the other way against Trump, okay? So wherever you are. Praise God, hallelujah. Okay, where are we now? Wisdom. You know, we're talking about wisdom in the book of Proverbs and New Beginnings class. You know, when God is my source, wisdom is going to flow out of me much easier than if I am my source. Because what, you know, scripture reinforces, you know, if I am my source, then I've got to figure it all out. Well, anytime that I am fear, that I am in stress, when I am in stress, the thinking part, the rational part of my brain shuts down. And so when I am in fear and I am in stress all the time, it's very hard, if not impossible, for me to walk in wisdom because I can't hear God and speak that, you know, speak what I need to do. So if God is my source, I'm walking in wisdom. If God is my source, I'm a giver. I'm not just a tither, but I am a giver. You know, my life is about giving. My life is about, you know, sharing. My life is about helping other people succeed. Hence our mission statement, you know, love God, love people, invest in others. That's a God is my source statement, okay? And the last one I have is happy. I'm much more likely to be happy if God is my source. You know, I told you this, it's been 2 or 3 years ago now, but I became happy. And I was not happy for like 25 years before that. And joy and happiness are two different things. And I know that joy is a spiritual thing and happiness can be a fleeting thing. But I'm happy a lot of the time. And it's nice. I like being happy. But it's when God is my source. Okay? So we gave you another list. Okay? So what does the word say? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, make God your source. And all these things shall be added to you. What does it say? It's talking about everything that we could need. All the natural needs. And then in Philippians 4:19 in the Amplified Version, it says, and my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Your every need. You know, realizing when I'm reading this scripture this time, that's not talking just about finances. Whatever we need, when God is my source, every need, whatever I may need, God has supplied it through Jesus Christ. It does not matter if I get it right or if I get it wrong. When I turn to him and I declare, Jesus paid the price for this, it is mine. But I don't deserve it. But Jesus paid the price for it, it is mine. But I don't feel like it. But Jesus paid the price for it, it is mine. Peace belongs to me. I don't care what I've been thinking about for the last 25 years. Peace belongs to me now because I am a child of God. Joy belongs to me now. Righteousness is mine. I am righteous. I don't have to become righteous. I don't have to do anything to get the life that Jesus paid the price for. I just need to believe it. When I believe it, it will start happening in my life. Things around me will start changing because that's who I am. That's who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So the question we need to ask ourselves, do I want God to be my source? Or am I satisfied with how things are? Do you know we can be miserable but still not be willing to take a step and change? Because I understand this. I don't like it, you know. This situation is not good. My physical situation is not good. My family situation is not good. My employment situation, my situation, you know, I'm discouraged. I'm grumpy. I'm depressed. I just feel miserable most of the time. But I know this. And you're telling me that God loves me. You're telling me that God will take care of me. But I tried some of that in the past, and it did not work how I thought it should work. So I think I'm going to stay here. You know, the sad thing is there's a lot of Christians that are like that. I just heard recently that a church that was teaching that God makes you sick sometimes, you know. It's just so, it just, you know, I was talking Thursday night and I got rather excited, which, you know, is very rare for me. But anyhow, you know, missed that one altogether. I forgot my train of thought. Okay, we'll keep moving. I got all excited about something. What did I get all excited about Thursday night? I know I got excited about something. Oh yeah, being made in the image of God and what that actually means, and you know, and all that, and you know, as I said, but reading stuff and discovering that, you know, the secular word, just the world out there, they have done studies. The doctors have done studies over and over again, and they have got, you know, have discovered that the people can get healed just by changing their beliefs. Just about you are your placebo. Whatever you believe is what you're going to bring into your life. And yet we have the church saying, God is making you sick. God is using sickness to teach you something. God caused this horrible thing. God caused... There's a lot of the church that believes that. But the world knows better than we do. As I said, I get excited. Wow. See, that's why I use this mic. So, yeah. Yeah, far away. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. So, where are we? Do you want God to be your source? If you do, I'm going to give you some things, some indications on what you can do to help him become your source or become more of your source. Number one is repent. And repent is not, oh, repent is simply what? Change your mind. Oh, you guys are so good. Simply change your mind. If you see the direction you're going, this isn't good. This isn't God. I don't want this anymore. Father, I changed my mind. I recognize this is sin. This is wrong. I don't want this. I am choosing to go your way. Very simple, okay? Next one we want to do is learn about him. And how do we learn about him? The Word of God. Do you know, knowing God and knowing about him are two different things. But the first thing we need to do is know about him. And so that's where the word comes in. That's how we learn. This is who he is. This is what he's done. That's how we find out. Reading the word is how we find out that God is full of love, that God is good and only good, that God wants only good things in my life. How do I know that? By looking in the word of God. Okay? And so we learn about him. And then another thing we want to do is think about him. Now, you know, Jesus, think about him. When you're in love with somebody, when you you have a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, when you were first married, you know, all the times when you think about, maybe it's a new friendship, and you just, you know, you think about that person and just how wonderful they are and, you know, what they've done for you and, you know, how nice, how much you just can't wait to see them and all those things. Well, if you want to know God, do the same thing. You know, our relationships, a lot of it is determined by what we focus on. In a marriage, if you focus on the negative traits of your spouse, I guarantee that that's all you're going to see. Why are we still married? Because we kept making the choice. Not going to think about that. Not going to think about that. But what are we going to focus on? You know, let's focus on who God, you know, what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, you know, how much he loves us, okay? And then another thing you want to do is talk to him. Just sit down and talk to him. Just talk about your day, and it doesn't have to be spiritual. And I'm not talking about prayer. Or we can say prayer, this would be part of prayer, but I'm not. It's not the classic prayer. It's talk to him, you know? And it may be not verbally, you may not be speaking it out, but just inside your head, you know? Talk to him. You know, tell him about, you know, what you're going through. You know, talk to him, what do I want to do? What do I do about this? But spend time just on a regular basis, talk to him. Another thing as part of that is just sit with him and enjoy his presence. You know, when you have a relationship that you've been together a long time, and I'm sure that any of these people that have been married for very long, is you spend a lot of time with your spouse and you spend a lot of time just sitting. And that doesn't mean this, you know, that you're not, you know, you can go for hours driving in a car and may not speak to each other. That doesn't mean it's a bad relationship. It's an indication that you are together. You're as one. You know each other. You don't always have to speak things, you know, because you know what's going on. Well, we want to do the same thing with God. Just sit in his presence. You know, if it works for you, you know, sit in nature. You know, take a ride or go for a walk and just look at God. God is all around you. And just spend time with him. Because as we spend time with him, because my final statement is this. He can't be your source if you don't trust him. You know, if you don't know somebody, you can't trust him. You know, it's just, we just don't. We don't. If I don't know you, then it's going to be very limited on how much I trust you. You can only trust him at the level that you experience his love for you. Why? Because we cannot trust someone if we don't believe that they love us. If you don't trust your spouse, well, you probably don't believe that they love you. You know, if you don't trust whoever is in your life, it's because you don't really believe that they love you. You don't really believe, you know, if you don't trust your employer, you don't trust your boss, well, you probably don't believe that he really cares about you. We don't trust the government, well, we won't even go there. But anyhow, if we don't trust him, we can't make him our source because we don't believe that he loves us. So we need to use our time, that list that I talked about. It's getting to the point of experiencing God's love. When we experience him, then we will be able to trust him. When we trust him, then he will be our source. We'll look at him as our source. And the more he is our source, the better our life will be. Amen? Do you have something?
We just had something happen. Well, on Thursday, it doesn't really seem like a big deal, but God really showed me and revealed himself to us through this situation that happened. On Thursday, I was driving the kids down Jerome's Road to the Y, and this huge rock, honestly, I don't even know how it happened because I was driving and a car was coming, and this giant rock fell and hit. It actually bounced off our hood and hit our windshield. And it cracked the windshield, like, just in the corner. And my first thought was, I must have missed God somewhere that I, you know, opened the door for this to happen. And thank God I'm growing. Because as soon as that thought came, my next thought was, no, God is my source. I didn't do something wrong to make this happen. It happened. But God's going to take care of it. So I could get rid of that thought and replace it with the truth that God is our source. He's going to take care of it. And then my next thought was, this thought kind of stuck with me. Oh, it's just a little crack. We can live with it. Like, we don't really need to do anything about it, kind of a thing. So then it was gone. I wasn't worried about it. It was just whatever. I even forgot to tell Jeff until he saw it the next day and is like, what happened? So anyway, So yesterday, Jeff and I were out. We spent the whole day together without my kids, which is another woohoo. Anyway, it was fun. But we're driving, and all of a sudden the crack goes, and we're like, oh, I think that got longer. And then it went again. And we were like, you know, we're not going to let this ruin our day. You know, whatever, it'll get worked out. You know, we'll figure out, you know, what we have to pay for it and all that kind of stuff. So then I was like, you know, I should probably look at our insurance. So I went right on his phone, and it's totally covered. Like, we don't have to pay anything to get our windshield replaced, and they're coming to our house on tomorrow to replace it. And it took me literally 5 minutes. And, you know, I had to repent because here I am thinking, oh, we can just live with a little crack in our windshield and, you know, but that's not what God wanted. And not only that, but the provision was already there. Like, it was already there. Whether I could have not gone to the insurance and just been like, oh, it's all right, whatever. But God had already put the provision there. And that's how it is with other things, you know, big circumstances, little circumstances. The provision is there because God is our provider. So we need to, you know, continually remember that and go to him. So I'm just thankful because it was a huge, you know, not huge, but a little annoying thing that is just taken care of and we don't have to worry about it.